Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Testing, testing, hot out, bound car, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing. Hey, boss. You know, Ralph, I'm getting a little nervous out here. I don't know how you can keep so calm back there.
Get ready. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Go.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Your one definition of a friend is someone who's there when you need him. Well, I needed him and he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Elton
Jim.
Good morning, Elton Jim.
Elton Jim.
The one, the only, Elton Jim Toronto.
I'm back. Hey, Elton Jim Toronto here on WGN filling in for the gallivanting Dean Richards. In fact, where is Dean Areno? Is he ready? Are you there, Dino?
I've been here for 5 minutes. Where have you been?
I've been doing all my fidgets, all my pre-show fidgets.
What are your pre-show fidgets?
Well, you had said the last time I was on for you, you were watching me via the internet.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and you said how I was jumping, I was moving in my chair, I was fidgeting. So now I've just made that a part of the show. That's part of my radio charm.
Part of your pre-show ritual seeing you act crazy.
Yeah. Well, as I had said earlier, I just landed about 24 hours ago. My wife and I were in Poland and Prague.
Wow.
So I am on no sleep right now.
That's fantastic. This is going to be a super loopy show.
Yeah, it's going to be extra loopy. If you think the usual shows are loopy, wait to see
extra
this one. Because
loopy and part of it in the Polish language.
Well, you know, the reason why is I am half Polish. And even though I have an Italian surname, my mother was all Polish, 100%. Her parents were born there. And even though she was born here, she spoke fluent Polish, very involved in the Polish community, a lot of groups and community groups, activists, helped translate for people coming over. So I felt like I should really embrace my Polish roots. So
Did you go visit where your mother was from?
Well, yeah, I know where my grandfather was born. And so there's a town called Tarnów, which is just about an hour or so out of Krakow. And if you notice, I'm saying it in the Polish pronunciation. So yeah, I'm the Polish prince. I'm not the Elton Jim anymore. I'm the Polish prince of radio.
Okay, not sure Bobby Vinton's gonna like this.
Oh yeah, droga ja cię kocham. And I had to love the dumplings and the gołąbki. And the pierogi, and so I'm in full Polish mode right now.
I usually only get that when I go to Milwaukee Avenue at the Copernicus Center.
Well, you know what? We stayed at the Hotel Copernicus. That guy's everywhere over there.
He's big. That Copernicus, he's huge.
Oh, he's major. Yeah, he's a rock star there. You know what's interesting? Yeah. When I was surprised, I wanted to find out mostly of all the possible treasures of Poland. I wanted to find out if when you go to a Polish hotel, are the cleaning ladies American?
Oh, that's nice. that's nice. I like when you take, 4 minutes into the show and you've already insulted.
No, I love the Poles. As Don Rickles would say, no, I kid. I love the Poles. I'm a Pole.
Okay.
that's a kind thing for what I am. No, but so I'm kind of on no sleep because I had to watch the Cub game, and
I did too. I'm also out of town, and also I was at a wedding.
Oh,
and I was that guy at the wedding with my phone out.
Right, exactly.
At the table, and it's like, and now here's Mr. and Mrs. For the first time here, you know, the bride and groom are walking in. I've got my phone under the table, and I'm watching the game.
Well, yeah, I was following the Cubs, via the internet from Europe, and getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning to check my email. because that's when the games were on here. It was a 7-hour difference.
You get score set.
Were
to
you
your
wearing
radio?
any Cubs gear at all while you were in Poland?
No, I didn't wear any Cubs gear. I didn't, because I didn't know if they're going to win or not. So I didn't want to get too ahead of the bandwagon. But I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so confident that the Cubs would be playing. That's why I left the country. I knew I'd come back to a Cub victory.
You came back to an amazing game. That was an amazing game yesterday.
Yeah, and then and Sam was
when the Dodgers tied it up, was it like in the
eighth inning? Yeah, top of the eighth.
Dodgers tied it up. I was like, oh boy.
Here we go. But as I said, here we go, as I said so many times, you know, Chicago Cub fans, we are not used to having a really, really good team, and we're always waiting for the next shoe to fall. And I want Cub fans to start embracing this team, because we should be enjoying this instead of always biting our fingernails.
They don't beat themselves.
Well, that's the difference of, you know, past teams and this team. That was amazing in Montero's grand slam.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. I'm not sure if it was appropriate during this wedding. while the bride and groom were feeding each other a cake, and I yell out, oh my God, are you seeing this?
It's going! It's going! It's gone!
Wow, this guy loves cake eating. What's going on over at table 4?
That's amazing! Oh my God!
Right. I don't think anyone's ever blurted out an obscenity during the feeding of the cake before.
Well, sometimes it depends on the wedding party.
That's true. That's very true. So I'm in the nation's capital. In Washington, D.C., and it's beautiful. The weather is just beautiful. So yesterday before the wedding, we took a little stroll and went to the Lincoln Memorial, which is always so moving.
Oh,
so
definitely.
Beautiful, and walked along the National Mall. We're walking along the mall, and I have my Cubs hat on.
Oh, of course you do. If there's a bandwagon, Dean jumps on it.
I am a bandwagon jumper from way back. Anybody, you know, during the Chicago Sting days?
Right, yeah.
I was last on that bandwagon, but I was on it.
You've got a sidecar just waiting.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'm wearing my, as a matter of fact, it's a brand new Chicago Cubs hat.
Well, sure, because you're not a fan, so you have to buy a new hat.
No, I had hats, but they're kind of ratty. I didn't want to look ratty.
Oh, sure.
I am a fan. I haven't told any of my Southside friends from where I grew up they don't even know that I've moved to the North Side. I haven't even told them. The past 30 years I've lived on the North Side, they don't even know. They think I'm still by the steel mills, which are also not there anymore. So
You're by the stockyards.
Yeah, no longer. So anyway, I'm walking along the mall, and I've got my Cubs hat on, and, you know, really not even thinking about it until someone walks by me and go, you guys suck.
Oh, ouch. Oh, yeah, because they're playing the Nationals.
Well
they would have.
Wouldn't you think that the National fans would be for somebody beating the Dodgers?
Well, maybe, but I think there's also, you know, there's a Cub, you know, the Cubs, don't forget, they won 103 games. They're the best team in baseball, so they are now the target.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, there's so many people who are, you know, just feel like, you know, even some of my friends who are Dodgers fans saying, you know, Dodgers are my team, but how can you not root for the Cubs?
Although, don't forget, Dusty Baker is the manager of the Nationals, so there may be some animosity there.
Maybe some animosity that way, but yeah. You know, you gotta walk down the street and tell somebody they suck, really?
Well, you know, it's funny. You talk about global marketing.
You see what this country has come to?
Well,
you see, well, we can't even have any civility walking down the street because I have a hat on.
Well, we've lost so much since those glory days of the Eisenhower administration that you embrace so much.
That's right. All right. I'm walking down the street in my fedora.
Right. I got a nice martini. I'm smoking a cigar.
Right.
Got a pair of spats on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Washington, D.C., it's such a beautiful city. And so I like the historic. I really like Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's a beauty. Yeah, if you've never been, I've been to Washington several times, a couple of years ago. Have you gone to the African-American Museum?
I haven't. I'm not going to have time because I came in, you know, for my friend who lives here got married last night. So I came in for the wedding, had a little time yesterday. I'll have a little time before my flight back today, but I'm not going to have time to go to any of the museums today. So I'm going to, you know, basically just walk around with my Cubs hat and talk to people today.
Well, I would get this. I was in Prague. I had a Blackhawks hoodie on. It didn't say Chicago Blackhawks or anything, just the logo. And a guy came up to me and says, Blackhawks.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the Blackhawks have certainly, you know, transcended just Chicago as and this country. They are now an international team. So that was cool just to be.
I got to think that there's a pretty good, you know, Chicago connection contingency in Poland, with Chicago having the second biggest population of Poles outside of Warsaw.
Yeah, no, there was when I mentioned I was from Chicago, a lot of people smiled. Yeah, they certainly have an affinity because a lot of their relatives did come over here in the 20s and 30s when the big immigration came over, because Chicago had such a need for labor with the stockyards and the city itself growing with construction and stuff like that. So
I don't want to brag, but back in the day when I was a music DJ, I was very close personal friends with Bobby Benton.
Oh, my mom was too. My mom, yeah, I mean, she, like I said, my mom was very active in the Polish community. So when he had Melody of Love in 1974, he came to Chicago several times, and I've got pictures of her with him. And he, if you remember back in when he would be going all the TV shows and saying Melody of Love, if you remember, he had this white, tight leather suit with a big red Polish eagle on it.
Right, which you have now, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's next to my Elton coat. I have my Bobby Vinton. I have my Bobby Vinton jacket and my Elton John jacket, so I'm covered.
Yeah, with your many, many brooches and various costume jewelry.
Well, it's a festive pin, Dean, and it will be coming out in another month and a half. It's a festive pin.
Boy. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that.
Okay, Dino. Well, you've put me behind schedule. I appreciate that.
Well, I was listening to your stories of international travel. Don't blame it on me if you're late. I'm just sitting here, having a coffee.
Oh, there you go, with your Cubs hat on.
I did sleep with my Cubs hat on.
Of course you did.
I am once I'm on the band.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I know. Yeah, you've got a full harness. You are strapped in.
I am fully committed. Once I'm on that bandwagon, good luck trying to pry me off that thing.
All right. Well, Dean, I appreciate you once again asking me to fill in. It's always an honor, and I will certainly do my best to give your audience the kind of excellence that you do every week here on the show from 9 to 1.
Well, have a good time. Try to keep offensive things down to a minimum. We've got a pool in the office of how many complaint emails I'm going to get this week. Saying, why do you keep letting him fill in for you?
What's the number do you have in the poll?
I have 15 in the
poll. I'll pass that by 10-15.
Right. I think the Polish leading lady comment got 15 all by itself.
Well,
so I think,
hey, we aim to please. I don't want to disappoint the fans.
Go for greatness.
That's exactly. So like,
I'm glad you're there. Have a great time. Is Schwani there?
Schwani is here, but he's not at his desk right now.
I'm here. Good morning, Dean.
There he is.
Schwani, good morning. Do you have a far-flung forecast? Or
yes, sir,
Jim not
I
allow
do.
You?
Yes,
no,
sir,
I no, I
do that while I'm gone.
No, I would. I no, I. This is Dean's show. I have many of your segments.
What's the far-flung forecast about today, Schwani?
I'll just give you a little clue. We are acknowledging a milestone in American music history.
Oh, my. Jim never talks about that.
No. Well, how does it feel, Dean?
Oh, don't give it away now. Don't give it away.
Hey, Dean, I got to go. Bennett's yelling at me.
And then, what? I'm just getting warmed up.
I know. Well, well, hopefully we can do this again soon. I'll be on the other side talking to you.
All right. Well, yes, we will talk soon, and have fun today, and go Cubs.
Okay, very good. Mr. Bandwagon.
That didn't even sound enthusiastic.
No, that was horrible, but once again, it was obligatory because everybody in Chicago is a Cub fan now.
Okay. Whatever you just said. Great.